Hello, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Thursday, the 14th of January, 2021. And it's for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Well, listeners, quite a positive day for the ASX resource sector. So let's start with the number of ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And there were 579, and that's up from 568 yesterday. So let's look at the breakdown of the 579 that traded today. There were 218 with gains, down from 288 yesterday. 133 with no gain, down from 138 yesterday. And 228 with a loss, up from 142 with a loss yesterday. Now, why the losses are over 200, the day was still a fairly even day for the ASX resource sector, or slightly in front, even though the amount of losses were over 200 and the amount of gains were less than the losses, pretty much a close day or slightly in front, as you'll see with the rest of the statistics. So let's move on to the volume today. Volume is 2.29 million, down from 2.47 million yesterday. Therefore, the average volume per stock today is down slightly to 3.96 million average volume per stock today, down from 4.36 million average volume per stock yesterday. The average gain loss has also dropped. The average gain today per stock was 0.37 average gain per stock today, down from an average gain of 2.02% average gain per stock yesterday. Let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were, at number one was Stonehorse Energy Limited, ASX code SHE, and it had a percentage gain of 38.89% today. At number two was Anson Resources Limited, ASX code ASN, and it had a percentage gain of 29.79% today. At number three was Stellar Resources Limited, ASX code SRZ, and it had a percentage gain of 23.53% today. At number four was Sayona Mining Limited, ASX code SYA, and it had a percentage gain of 22.22% today. And rounding off at number five is Resource and Energy Group Limited, ASX code REZ, and it had a percentage gain of 21.28% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, again being SHE, ASN, SRZ, SYA and REZ. Again, congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today and the positive activity with volume. Let's look at the commodity performance today, and it was a strong performance with quite a few commodities, and they included oil and gas, lithium, uranium, gold, copper, nickel, zinc, silver and lead, all performing well today. As far as project locations, there were two project locations that stood out, and they were both located in Western Australia, and they are the Julimar region area where Chalice Gold is, and also the Murchison district as well, and both located in Western Australia. As far as the highest traded stock today, it was Anson Resources Limited, ASX code ASN, and 9.76% of the company was traded today. Let's look at the general top 20 today and their percentage staff admin versus percentage project spend for the last 12 months, and it's sitting at 63%, up from 58% yesterday, so heading in the wrong direction there, directors. So effectively what that means is, over the last 12 months of the general top 20 today, they're spending an average of 63% on staff admin and 37% on projects. As far as the amount of money they've spent on projects over the last 12 months, they've spent just over $14 million on projects. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. And there were 149 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. up slightly from 146 yesterday. And looking at the average gain loss for ERP, it's sitting at 0.61% average gain loss, down slightly from 1.43% average gain yesterday. So remembering that is a positive gain today for ERP per stock of 0.61% average gain. Looking at volume, again, pretty much the same as yesterday, sitting at 444 million, down from 461 million yesterday. Therefore, the average has dropped ever so slightly to 2.98 million average volume today for ERP, down from 3.15 million average volume for ERP yesterday. And looking at the ERP top 20 today and the spend over the last 12 months of percentage staff admin versus percentage project spend, and it's sitting at 50%, slight increase from 48% yesterday, but still a lot better than the general top 20 today of 63%, the ERP again being 50%. And as far as the amount of money spent on projects over the last 12 months with the ERP top 20 today, and it's in excess of $174 million. Comparing that to the general top 20 of $14 million on project spend over the last 12 months. All right, let's now look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, again being Stonehorse Energy Limited, ASX code SHE, and we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects throughout United States. They're predominantly in oil and gas, but also in nickel and cobalt as well. And as far as their spend over the last 12 months, they've spent in excess of $290,000 on projects and $508,000 on staff admin. So that equates to money spent over the last 12 months. 64% was spent on staff admin and 36% on projects. As far as money in the bank, they have in excess of $1.8 million, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. And as far as their performance over the last 12 months with their share price, it started the beginning of the year at 2020 at 1.3 cents and has now closed at 2.5 cents as of close of trade today. So some nice gains there over the last 12 months for SHE. As far as the total shares on issue, there's just over 394 million shares on issue. And looking at shares, their top 20, including their directors, they own in excess of 73% of the company. So very strong and loyal top 20 shareholding there. That now concludes the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, again being Stonehorse Energy Limited, ASX code SHE. And again, congrats to all holders of SHE and their positive gains and activity today. That now concludes the MacCorp Daily Podcast for today. Thanks again for listening and goodbye for now.